The dude said that on the way back home, the only thing that the person and their guide have to do is this. The person has to show the interest, and the guide gives them the map of where that source is. If the person grabs this wholeheartedly and completely and makes it the blueprint for their life, then the rest comes from the inner self. It's like what I always say about the inner and outer glue. They're like two fingers, each one pointing one to the other. It's as if the guy says, now let me give you the math, and they watch over you, but the remainder of it, the consultation of it, the practice of it, all of the rest of it is with the inner guy.
Yes, thank you. And it's very hard because, look, in life, you know, makes you very, you know, joyful and make your mind numb, and then you have to translate, which is a contradiction to each other.
It's a good place to be right now. I'm enjoying it.
Okay, good. Oh, I turned you off.
Oh, Satyamjun? It's Bridget. Hello, salam.
Hi.
I wanted to ask a question, if it's okay, about the role of the witness and the four brothers. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. So it would seem to me, my understanding is that it would be the witness that would let you observe the four brothers when they're in action. Like if one of your brothers is getting really mad at somebody, it would be the witness that would be seeing the, you know, could say, that's, you know, not me. You step aside and you can say, that's, you know, kind of my brother getting mad at somebody. So far, is that accurate?
And not too much. And I tell you why. Remember I told you the link between the witness and the activity is the concentration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, when you concentrate on the truth, then when you see this fall, your concentration is not as strong anymore.
Mm.
It just doesn't attract you as much as it did before because the reality of it is very weak. The witness doesn't move, doesn't interfere. The concentration between the link, the razor, the light of razor, between your understanding and what is false shift is the same example that Sai Baba gives. You turn the key toward your heart, you are free. You turn it toward the bazaar, your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So the left is the left, the right is the right. The heart is the heart, the bazaar is the bazaar. So what makes the difference is the understanding by concentration. It's the lip. It's the energy of the lip.
That helps so much, because yeah, I don't even have to ask the rest of my question because you already answered it, because I was going to say that wasn't working. And what I take from this, which means so much, is I just stay in my heart. I keep my concentration where it belongs and don't worry about witnessing.
Exactly.
Oh, thank you so much, Satyamjun. That's all I needed.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
Can you help me? I can ask for this question, but if you can't help me with the answer.
تماشاگر و بازار اون میگیم کانسنتریشن. کانسنتریشن یعنی تمرکز. این تمرکز خیلی مهمه. این تمرکز با آگاهی چیزی که حقیقت نداره یعنی تمرکزم روی اون چی که حقیقت نداره به خاطر درکم از این درس‌ها سست میشه. تمرکز برمیگرده به خود. وقتی تو خود برمیگردی خود بزرگیش رو نشون میده. مثل حرفی که بابا میزنه میگه اگر یه چیزی تو قلبتونه اگر به طرف قلب چرخونی یعنی به طرف سل آزادی پیدا میکنی، اگر به طرف دنیا به چرخونی یا بازار چی زندانی میشی. این کلید چیه؟ این کلید تمرکز. تمرکز چی بهش غذا میده؟ علاقه، تشنگی.
اون قسمت آیده جون به انگلیسی میگین قسمت آخر.
I was writing it down because I was listening. It is no other than the concentration.
And what feeds the concentration is interest.
And what feeds the concentration is interest, and where interest is nourishment is your search for freedom.
Thank you.